It's Song Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Song Talk Radio, the show where we share tips and tricks on how to become better songwriters. I am your host tonight, Phil Emery. Neil, my usual partner in crime, is away on assignment, so it will be just me. Don't forget, we love to hear your thoughts or questions on anything we talk about here on the show. So send us an email to feedback@songtalk.ca and we'll share your thoughts on the show. Tonight's guest is Marichka. Marichka is a Ukrainian-Canadian singer and human rights advocate, winner of the Amnesty International's prize, and creator of the folk music website folkukraine.com. She has performed at top venues around the world, including Carnegie Hall in New York, the Barbican Center in London, and the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and was the former lead singer with Baklava Blues and the Lemon Bucket Orchestra. Her latest project is producing, composing, and singing on the music human rights group Daughters of Donbass, Songs of the Stolen Children, and that deals with the approximately 20,000 women and children who have been abducted during the Ukraine invasion. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Phil.
So you do so much. How do you manage to actually write songs with all the rest of the stuff that you do?
That's an interesting question. I used to wear lots of hats, so I've been a surgeon consultant in a military hospital. I've been a military journalist. And I write songs for my whole life, but just when I moved to Canada, I stopped for 10 years for some reason. So this is my first appearance, actually 11 years, after 11 years of silence as a singer-songwriter. I never stopped as a singer, but it's like such a specific moment. And probably it's always... It's Ukrainian land inspired me, like the songs of our ancestors and everything like my people living through. And it just happened last year when I visited Ukraine in a military base as a journalist. So I bought a poetry book. And yeah, one of my favorite poets. And I remember I was sitting like beside the beautiful lake. It was the summer, July, actually, same time. And I like recently started thinking, oh my God, this book, that can be like amazing song. So I wrote 5 in one day.
Wow. Has the approach to writing songs changed since, because you took a 10-year break?
A little bit, but I'm using my, like, two of my skills. So I was graduated at Music Academy, National Music Academy in Ukraine, that historian of music. And I used to be in a band that I created called Coucou Chanel. It was kind of French chanson. And I was writing songs in Ukrainian and a little bit of French and Russian. So this kind of style, it's very cinematic sound. And like all my life, I am an ethnomusicologist. So I'm learning traditions and recording old songs in the villages. So it's what I'm incorporated in my music. It's like 1,000 years old, our ancestors' songs with a specific voice that doesn't have an official name, but some people call it white voice. Some people call it like open voice. It's pretty much sounds like indigenous people voice.
Yes. I wanted to ask you about that band I'm quite fond of. I believe it's Ukrainian. They're Daka Brava, I think they're called.
Daka Brava. Yeah, they're my friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're great. And I there's this kind of singing, which is what you do actually a bit in your song. And it's like very close harmonies. How do those work? What are those?
It's a very interesting type of singing that I didn't have any family members living in a village. So I didn't grow up in this tradition. I'm like from urban city, Kyiv. And I remember when I first hear the songs, I'm thinking, oh my God, how is possible to get this voice from the body? So you know how I learned to do that, I closed myself in a in the closet, took a pillow, and I tried to like scream like out of my voice because it was like apartment building. I can't practice.
Oh, no.
At school, I can't practice at home. So it was the only way to close myself in the closet with a pillow and then try to get this sound out.
So is that sound like it sound? I always assumed it was made by two people singing like very close intervals.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do it. I don't know. I just, well, I'm singing using this voice for over 30 years, I guess, right now. And I'm teaching it in Canada. Actually, I'm having like workshops teaching other people how to find this voice inside. And it's a lot of technique. There are techniques, and the school doesn't exist, even in Ukraine. You have to you have to listen their old recordings and try to sing with them. So this is a way how you like can find it in your body with listening it.
So is it, that means there's like not a technique that is sort of handed down?
No, I kind of,
really,
I have to find the technique and how to explain people how to do that, how I feel it in my body. And sometimes explanation is very poetic. So it's not like technical terminology that I can use, but it's more about how to feel inside your body, how you feel like a huge drawer, and how is your body like a whole universe reverberating inside. Yeah, how you inhaling down, not like this. Okay, lots of different things that I feel it and I try to explain people and it worked.
Yeah, it's a fascinating technique and it certainly caught my ear immediately. Let's talk about your song Daughters of Donbas. Now, what was the approach to this song? It's quite cinematic, very complicated. How did you approach this song?
So you're probably talking about our first single. It's called 450 by the project Daughters of Donbas. It was not my lyric. So this was a lyric that I find from this poetry book by famous Ukrainian poet Izdrik. Yeah, sometimes I'm writing a lyric, sometimes not. And there is usually two ways that I'm doing, because I know lots of traditional folk songs. Sometimes I really want to do something with a specific song and making arrangements and playing around, mixing different type of voice and the folk song. But this time I find the lyrics exactly. So I create music, create harmony. And I did a roughly arrangement on the piano. Then I ask other people to help me with arrangement for a string quartet because I never did it before. So this was my process for this specific song.
All right, well, let's take a listen to it, and then we'll talk some more.
Коли дійдеш до краю, і ступиш за край, і поглине пітьма з головою, лиш одне загадай, щоб сказала вона, ти не бійся, я поруч з тобою. Коли загнаний в кут, свій останній редут, віддаватимеш майже без бою. Пригадай собі це, я з тобою, я тут. Не здавайся, я разом з тобою. Не здавайся, я з тобою. Моя надія, твоя зброя. Ти не журися, я з тобою. Чотири п'ятно буде знову. Коли відчай і сумнів, і втома, і страх, стиснуть серце глухою журбою, прозвучить откровенням в її устах. Не журися, я тут, я з тобою. І коли вже зламається вісь світова, коли згорнеться небо своє, і зніс відки долинуть її слова. Все нормально, я тут, я з тобою. Ти не здавайся, я з тобою. Моя надія, твоя зброя, ти не зажурися я з тобою, чотири п'ятно буде знову.
Yeah, what a wonderful tune. Yeah, that was the last bit of that that had that quality of singing that just hooked me the first time I heard it. It's not a long song. It's only 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your sort of two verses. Not knowing the language, I can just sort of, I'm literally just listening to the melodies and putting together the structure from that. It has this beautiful, I think it's a pre-chorus, and it's da-da-da-da-da-da.
Actually, like, I created this chorus. I wrote the lyrics for the chorus. Totally what I'm doing.
So what is the chorus in this song?
Don't be afraid, I'm with you. Everything will be okay.
But what is the melody? Because... the chorus, yeah.
Yeah.
That last, da, 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 that is such a great hook. You know, and it just pulls the ear. Da, 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 da. I almost expected to hear that sort of again because it's such a strong hook.
Okay, maybe I should write like another verse with this with this chorus.
It's 3 minutes, which is, you know, perfect mm-hmm. pop song, but it's got some, it's, well, that's a little bit of repetition of the verse one and verse two.
Yeah, definitely it can do more.
Yeah, but it's it's such a great hooky. Hooky chorus. Now, how did you write that last bit? Was that sort of something you added on at the end, or was that sort of part of the initial thought?
I didn't plan it. It was there, I was listening in the studio. We already recorded song. I think, like, it has to be something. It has to be something. It means something. It means, like, this, like, crazy folk voice. But I was, like, searching songs in my head. Sometimes I'm combining folk songs and, like, this is meow meow, I call it voice. So I just recently came to my mind. I was like run into studio, like, and from the one take, I just record this. I call the zombie part, like, you know,
like, run me. Yeah.
So now, this is zombie part. It fits perfectly. And now I don't even remember how it was without that before.
I mean, it would be a very short song without that, but it's sort of unexpected. The contrast is so great, but it still works within the whole song. Working from poetry to lyrics is not always easy, because what works as a poem does not necessarily work as a song, because it doesn't necessarily scan the same way. Did you have to sort of alter the words at all to make it?
Sometimes I have to do it. Yeah. Probably I should ask the author if he's okay with that. But because it's a friend of mine, I didn't.
Okay.
When I sent him recording, he was the first one who listened to this song, who heard this song, and he loves it. And so, it means a lot for me when the actor liked the music that, you know, the key poetry was the base for the song. For me, it's like a double impression. And he wrote me back such a nice words. He wrote me, it's in Ukrainian, but I don't know how it sounds in English. It sounds like, Marichka, that's so beautiful. Cut, love, and something else, burn. He wrote me like this, like two, three words with the dots, like cut, love, burn. And I was like, oh my God, I want them to make a tattoo with his wish.
I sort of thought maybe it was like, you know, one of those ancient poems or something that was put to music. Like every folk music tradition has melodic motifs that they use throughout their style. Do you think you make use of a lot of Ukrainian sort of musical motifs more so than North America?
Yeah, it's what I'm doing. Yes, definitely. Definitely, yes. I have what I find, I actually tried. I tried. And 11 years I'm living in Canada. I tried to write like a pop song, like, you know, American pop song, but I can't. My ears just, you know, raise in absolutely different culture. Even if it's like a rock music, pop music, everything, but I'm still writing my songs in this kind of traditions. I can't get rid of it. I think, okay, it's probably, it can be my style here.
We run a songwriters meetup and we'll have people in Toronto. There's lots of people in Toronto who come from different cultures, and they'll be, their English is, you know, definitely better than my Spanish, but it's still a bit rough. And they're singing in English. I'm thinking, well, why aren't you singing in your native language? And of course, it's because they listen to pop music and they want to do that kind of stuff. There was, there's this one hit maker who does all the ones for Katy Perry. And I don't think they speak English much at all.
Oh, really?
But they just do these words. And because they're not hung up on the meaning of the words, they just go by the sounds. So in some ways, it kind of frees them, you know, because when I'm writing lyrics, I have to think about what it means and how it fits. And then there's always that sort of voice inside me that kind of gets in the way. Are you ever dealing with sort of self-censorship when you're in your writing, or do you just kind of let it flow, or how do you deal with that?
You know, this time I decided, okay, I will do two versions. I did I used Ukrainian lyrics original, then I go through kind of translation, ChatGPT, whatever. I use a lot of things to create English verse. And in a studio, I think, okay, I will do two versions. And everyone says, Marichka, you know, it's better if you just sing in your native language, exactly like you said. And I think, but I want like everybody to understand what I'm singing about. And like, it goes a lot of just non-Ukrainian English speaking people who says, but we are sitting here crying. We don't know what you're singing about, but it touches. And I think, oh, it's probably they're right. It works. And then I sent my recording to like a mastering studio. And the mastering guy like wrote me back like, Marichka, oh my God, I don't know what it is on about, but I went crying whole day listening to you. So you know what? That works. It's not necessary to please, you know, the audience, but I also like to have on a performances back wall and have a titles and the lyrics on the wall translated into English. It just make our performance just goes more deeply, because all the songs is not tra-la-la-la-la-la. They are very, very meaningful, very deep lyrics. And for me, it's important not to hit emotionally, but also for people to understand what I'm also singing about.
Now, how are you handling the promotion of this? Are you like releasing it through Spotify, or is it on a label? Like, how do you handle a non-English tune in an English market?
I don't know. I just live in English marketing, and a lot of people already know me. And I think my voice is pretty recognizable. Because of the Balaclava Blues and Lemon Bucket Orchestra. And we sing in a different languages, especially in the Lemon Bucket. It's like a lot of Slavic languages. So I wasn't afraid, actually, to introduce this song in Ukrainian, like here and in US. And when I released this single, I searched the analytics, like Google Analytics, and like most of the countries, as per usual, it's UK, Canada, and US.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting, surprising me.
Well, it is like it is such a catchy song, and that's it's and the melodies are so familiar yet different enough. Music goes through lots of styles, and there's, you know, sort of a style that's been common in North America with the last 7 or 8 years, which is starting to go away, I've noticed. That sort of the na-na-na-na-na-na-na, like very small melodic shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to get something that's much more, where there's much more dynamics in terms of you know, range of melody. And this has such beautiful melodies, which are so familiar, but also different enough to catch the ear. So if someone wants to hear more music like this, are there other artists you would recommend people get into?
Actually, I don't know. I usually recommend Zaha to listen to Habraha. I usually recommend to listen Onuka. I usually recommend to listen Marina Krut. This is like one of my favorite Ukrainian artists that pretty much similar. Not quite, because nobody uses like string quartet. They usually like doing solo or some kind of like classical band arrangements, or like a cappella, mostly like Dacha Bracha and some kind of instruments. So I don't know. We just started, you know. I have no idea how it will go and if people like it or not, but I'm excited. I like what I'm doing, especially after 11 years of silence.
Yes. Was it hard to actually start writing again?
It was hard because like I like kind of stopped believing in myself, and I think, or should I? Like, these people would like it or not? But I think, okay, whatever. We'll see.
Well, I'm here in the band, so that means that's all the time we have here on Song Talk Radio. Don't forget, we love to hear from you on any subject, so send us an email at feedback@songtalk.ca. You can find links to all the products, books, and whatnot we talk about here on the show on the resources page. And no matter where you happen to be on the globe or in Toronto, Ontario, why not join us for the Song Talk Radio Songwriters Meetup? It happens online via Zoom and locally in Toronto. It's where you can network with other songwriters and get insightful feedback on your works in progress. Free to join and free to attend. Stop by the website at songtalk.ca for the link in the info. Mariska, where can people get more of you?
Just check Daughters on Donbass on Instagram, Facebook, or just people can write me directly to Marichka on Facebook page. Yeah, just double Marichka.
Right, and that is M-A-R?
M-A-R-I-C-H-K-A.
You can get more of Neil at neilmodi.com, and you get more of me at philemery.ca, but why would you? I don't know. Anyways, and stop by the website at songtalk.ca to browse past shows and find out how you could be a guest on the show. Thanks for listening, everyone, and as always, keep on writing. Good night.